This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Melissa Ferret.
I can only drive so fast, running away from chains of the past. God only knows I wanna go far, but I only got two more dollars in my tip jar. Running, running. Down, dragging memories behind me from town to town. Misery is drowning a shotgun next to me. I've got to find a way out, cause there's no good love keeps chasing me down. I wanna be lost, I don't wanna be found. Oh no. Another town, another star. Who needs to know I've got a broken heart? I'll use this smile as my disguise. But I'm up on stage, somebody says his name, and I see his eyes. Town to town, misery is drowning a shotgun next to me. I've got to find a way out, cause there's no good love keeps chasing me down. I wanna be lost, I don't wanna be found. Oh no, I don't wanna be. Can only drive so fast.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Melissa Ferret. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing real good. Great to have you in the studio talking shop with us here. Before we get any further, I want to refer people to Melissa's website, melissaforettmusic.com. M-E-L-I-S-S-A-F-O-R-R-E-T-T-E. music.com. As I said, any chance in there that you can repeat a consonant, do it. Except for the L in Melissa.
Yes.
So great to have you in the studio and great to get a chance to have you recording music here in Montana Public Radio Studios, which we haven't done for a while. Now, I know that you're currently in the Missoula area, but I'm thinking, is it the Bitterroot? That's where you're kind of from at the moment?
I was in the Bitterroot for 5 years, recently moved to Missoula 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So I've been in the area for about 7 years now.
Well, I'm realizing as I was getting ready for this interview, I did know that, but I don't know where you're from originally.
I was born and raised in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California. Oh. And when I turned 18, I decided I needed to move to Montana, go for a little adventure, work on ranches, travel around, and that's what I did. So
okay, so let's go right there and say, where did that come from, that desire to move to Montana and work on a ranch?
You know, I grew up around horses. I always wanted to do something with it. And I was trying to get scholarships when I was in high school for volleyball. And I played beach volleyball and indoor volleyball. And that was the path that I was heading down. And I got offered a partial scholarship, but it was conditional, mm-hmm. and I already had a bum knee, so I didn't want to take that. And I met a cowboy, and he said, come with me to Montana, and that's what I did.
Well, a lot of times that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what gets you to one place to the other.
So it got me here, and you know, that didn't work out, but I fell in love with Montana, and I stayed.
So. Fantastic. So you got out here to Montana, you already had an interest in horses. And specifically working with horses on the ranches or just ranch experience in general?
You know, a little bit of ranch experience in general. And it's just a lifestyle that I've always known I wanted to be a part of. And, you know, if I ever do have kids, I want them raised that way. I want to have a ranch. Just the values that you learn working hard like that. Mm-hmm. Caring for property, for your livestock, for your animals is something that's really important to me. Mm-hmm. And I figured, you know, Montana was a great place to start that. You have to start somewhere. Yeah. So,
well, let's tie this in then with your interest and love of music, and maybe start with where music started for you and where it really, you know, hit you as something that you wanted to pursue.
Well, I grew up playing the piano, kind of forcibly. I didn't really necessarily want to, but my grandma made sure I took piano lessons, and I did that for 14 years. And in 2009, when I was 18, my uncle gave me his guitar. It was his when he was a little kid, so it's old. And it's an old Fender. He gave it to me for Christmas, and I stayed up all night till I could learn three chords. I had to. I just had to learn three chords. And then you can pretty much play any country song in the world with three chords. Mm-hmm. So
you're set.
Yeah, I thought I was set. And then when I moved out to Montana shortly thereafter, I just took it with me everywhere I went. You know, I never put it down. I was packing mules in the Bob Marshall, and yeah, I was a camp cook for a hunting outfit outside of Ovando.
I love this. So, and did this stem from the ranch work?
This was part of it. Totally, this was totally one of the first things I did when I moved to Montana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I worked at a ranch in Whitehall before that, wrangling, working with horses, and then I took this job working in the Bob Marshall. Mm-hmm. And so there, in order to get to camp, it was a 30-mile trip one way, and, you know, pulling a mule string, it was about a 9-hour ride into camp. And I always made sure that the guys would pack my guitar on the side of that mule. So in that song, Old Guitar, mm-hmm. I reference that I put a lot of miles on her, and that's just very literal.
Yeah, yeah.
Literal and figuratively, I put a lot of miles on it. So that's where I started writing, 30 miles back in the Bob.
This almost sounds like a script for a movie.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's been quite an adventure.
Never been much for complaining, doesn't get me very far. But I'm down to my last dollar and my last lucky star. Every note I play could be brand new. Star, this old guitar. Sometimes I feel it's broke down to the point of no return. Stretching strings until they break, everyone a lesson learned. You know it's got a lot in common with my heart. This old guitar. And it might take me to the Opry, it might not make it through the day. You see the cracks keep getting deeper, but we still got a song to play. We just keep on fighting through the scars, me and this old guitar. I put a lot of miles on her, we're starting to show our age. After the hell I put us through, we just keep on plugging away. And I keep on fixing all the broken parts, me and this old guitar. And it might take me to the Opry, and might not make it through the day. You see the cracks keep getting deeper, but we still got a song to sing. So we keep on fighting through the scars, me and this old guitar. Oh, I love this old guitar.
Do you remember when you wrote your first song? Well, you said it was back in the Bob Marshall Wilderness.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
So I remember that very vividly. There were a couple weeks at a time when I'd be left there by myself. When we were trading out hunters, I would be back there by myself, just taking care of camp, taking care of the mules. I had one saddle horse with me, and I was 19 at the time, I think.
Wow.
A lot of responsibility and a lot of stress and so much peace. And that's when I really, you know, decided kind of this is who I am. I finally am figuring out who I want to be. This is it. And it was the first night I was alone in hunting camp. Full moon, I was sitting around the bonfire, scared out of my mind. I mean, I can't call for help. You know, it's me. I have a gun. That was about it. Just alone. And I sat down with the guitar and I started playing. And I wrote a song called City Lights that actually I forget all the time that I wrote that song.
Wait, Tama, let's just stop right here. This is fascinating. You are back in the middle of the Bob Marshall Wilderness, which for listeners who are hearing this who are not familiar with Montana, is deep in actual wilderness.
Yes.
And the song you come up with, looking at a full moon with a gun in your jacket, is City Lights.
Yes. Yep. That's the title of it.
I love it.
And it's all about, so the line in that chorus that keeps repeating is, I found my place in this world and it's outside the city lights. So yeah, that was the first song I ever wrote. And I would remember I would just kind of pick the guitar a little bit around the fire when the hunters were there to, you know, entertainment purposes. But I was so scared to sing. Oh, it took me 2 years ago was my first show ever. In the Bitterroot Brewery. It was the first time I've ever played.
Wow. Melissa, after you wrote that first song back there in the Bob Marshall Wilderness, when was the first time that you performed that for somebody else? Was it for the crew that you were working with?
So I played it for them a couple times, I believe. They really liked it. It took a lot of convincing and a little bit of whiskey. Then I actually, so I got invited to Nashville for a singing contest I did, and I played it there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got a really good heartfelt response from it. It's definitely a different sounding song than a lot of stuff you'd hear in Nashville today. But yeah, it's one I don't hardly play anymore.
Interesting. Melissa, I know that the idea of authenticity is real important to you in terms of the stuff that you are writing and the stuff that you're performing. In terms of, you know, looking at what we would call old school country, talk about that a little bit and how that music drew you in.
I was raised in my grandparents' house growing up, and I can't remember a time where someone in the house wasn't singing something. My grandma loved to sing, you know, humming. My mom, she likes to sing along to stuff. And it was always old country. It's what I know, I guess. I never even thought of anything else that I'd want to get into. It was always just those old songs. I'm chasing down a buzz that I can't catch. The last 1,000 miles I've done, and some things I regret. Looks like there's just some things you can't drown with another glass. And I'm chasing down a buzz that I can't catch. Running from a heartache that's gaining speed. I left him back in Wyoming. Guess he's catching up to me. Guess you just can't escape that love and memories. And I'm running from a heartache that's gaining speed.
picking up bad habits that I can't break. I'm good at loving people who never feel the same. Looking down the road I'm on and choosing the wrong way. Yeah, I'm picking up bad habits I can't break. Dreaming of the day I'll find a home. The only thing I've ever known are the arms of this lonesome road. I never unpack my things, and Lord knows I'm bound to go. But I'm dreaming of a day I'll find a home. Picking up bad habits that I can't break. I'm good at loving people who never feel the same. Looking down the road I'm on and choosing the wrong way. Yeah, I'm picking up bad habits I can't break. Yeah, I'm picking up bad habits I won't break.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Melissa Ferrette. Melissa, tell me the first time you realized that your singing voice could reach other people.
I'm still struggling with that a little bit.
That's fine. That's a good answer.
Yeah, just, I mean, for the sheer fact that I never thought in a million years I'd be playing for people in general. I really thought that maybe I had a shot with my writing to get the songs heard and then, you know, sung by somebody else. But the more shows I started doing, playing live shows, I was getting a lot more comments on, you know, the unique quality of my voice rather than my songs. Like the first thing people would notice was my voice, and then maybe they would, you know, comment on the songs. And I was going, well, geesh, maybe I got a shot at this. I have, no, you know, I really never thought of it like that. But I was told at one point in time when I was a little bit younger that I needed voice lessons because of the raspy I have in my voice, that it probably wasn't something that would be easy on the ear or likable. And that turns out to be the most likable quality about it. People like it because it's low and it's raspy and it's a little bit different. So I'm not going to change a thing about it. And so if people like it, that's awesome. And if they don't, hope they like my writing.
Well, that's interesting. So you're really still in the process of coming to terms with the fact that your voice can reach people and get, you know, capture people's attention.
Yeah. It's a little bit hard for me to believe, I guess, but it really takes me back, and I'm extremely grateful for that.
Well, here's a follow-up question to that. Maybe I should say, is there a time, but we'll say, you know, at what point, or has it come yet, that you feel that your singing voice could be a friend?
I think...
It's kind of an odd question. I just came up with that today.
Yeah. I think when I feel like I have more control over it, you know, at this point, my emotions really get the best of me no matter what situation I'm in. And I think that maybe once I could feel that no matter what the scenario was, that I personally know that I'm going to, you know, hit every note or make the rasp where I want it, not just whenever mm-hmm. it decides to show up. I don't know. That's a tough question, John. Yeah. I think it's just going to take time, I think. Mm-hmm. The more I grow, the more my music grows, the more chord progressions I can learn and get better. I hope that they really grow together, my voice and my writing and my playing. And I think there will come a time where they will be kind of one. They'll meld together. Mm-hmm. I hope. Yeah. That's the goal. Yeah. Another storm's rolling in. A good excuse, you won't be home again. I'll light this fire and watch it burn. And I remember you before the battle replaced what I couldn't do. It's a different kind of pain I can't soothe. Oh, there's nothing I can do. No, I can't ever hold your hand the way that Johnny Walker can. I can't be what you need. No, I can't compete with the whiskey. I'll never light the fire in your eyes like your match lights up your smokes. I can't bring you to your knees like that Jack and Coke. Misery is the only love you've known. No, I can't ever hold your hand the way that Johnny Walker can. I can't be what you need. No, I can't compete with the whiskey. No, no, I can't compete with the whiskey. Been a kiss that he ain't shared. Never been a now when he wasn't there. Tonight I'm tossed into three. It's just a you and me and the whiskey. No, I can't compete with the whiskey. Another song's rolling in. Good excuse, you won't be home again.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Melissa Foret. Melissa, let's talk about lyrics.
This question I've been asked many times, and I think my answer is probably different every single time. There's no rhyme or reason to when a song comes to my mind or the order in which I write a song. Sometimes I'll have a melody, a chord progression that I like, no words yet, and I start that way. Or sometimes I'm driving down the road and I have to pull over, find a pen immediately, a piece of paper, or my hand, whatever I have, and I can write a chorus down or something as I'm driving. I have no rhyme or reason to how I write a song. Mm-hmm. Last night is an example. I was sitting down trying to get ready for this interview today, trying to pick what songs I wanted to play. And instead of doing that, a song idea popped in my head and I had to write a brand new one. So I I didn't really get prepared with the other ones.
And I should add that we're going to hear that song today as part of the show. The one that you wrote last night as we're recording this in late May in 2017, The Good for the Bad.
Yeah, I tried my best today. We'll see.
Well, I'm going to add for the listeners that while we were recording this, the first run through, you stopped, went back and listened to your phone and realized that you had just played this song in 4/4 time, but actually it was supposed to be in 3/4 time, and then changed it around, and all of a sudden it came together.
Yeah, as soon as I heard it, I knew that I was doing it incorrectly the first time, but it came together at the end, I hope.
I can't remember what you did or why I left. I wish some good times were the ones I'd forget. So I pray every day for just a little more pain to remember why I walked away. I'll trade the good for the bad. I'd give up everything to forget what we had. I wanna feel the hurt, yell and scream, feel anything but how you loved me, and relive the day I became your past. Baby, I'll trade the good for the bad. If only the words said in spite could ring in my head and drown out the echoes of all the I love yous you said. I could finally move on and quit holding on, but your memory won't leave me alone. I'll trade the good for the bad. I'd give up anything to forget what we had. I wanna feel the hurt, yell and scream, feel anything but how you loved me, and relive the day I became your past. Baby, I'll trade the good for the bad. The good for the bad.
MelissaForettMusic.com. I'm going to spell that for listeners one more time. MelissaForettMusic. Music, MelissaForettMusic.com is where you can find out more about what Melissa is doing. And it's occurring to me as we're doing this interview just how relatively new this whole experience is for you, which is great. It's great to catch you at this point. You know, we've so often on this program talked to musicians who've been at it for years, decades at times. It's really cool to get a chance to feature someone who's really kind of finding her voice and just beginning and getting it together really well. So it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
It's hard to see the devil glazed over eyes, hidden as a friend. Oh yeah, what a clever disguise.
This is John Floridas. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Melissa Forett. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.